This is Keith Rutger, and you're listening to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. We have our Thursday guest with us, J.D. Ragland from Randall County Extension. J.D., how are you doing on this fine morning?
Doing great, Keith. Pleasure to be with you again this week and this morning in particular. Unfortunately, since we spoke last week, we still have not been fortunate enough to receive any rainfall. But we're hoping that that is soon to come. And, you know, that'll be kind of some of the subject matter we'll be visiting with you about and letting our listeners be aware of is some of our irrigation guidelines within our home yards and turfs.
Absolutely. Well, it's a good thing here in the Panhandle. We don't necessarily set our calendars based on the rain. Otherwise, well, nothing would get done now, would it? So we wanted to visit and talk a little bit about proper irrigation, some good practices to have, especially in these conditions where we're not getting the help from Mother Nature, and we kind of have to take that our lawns to our own care. So what are some good practices when it comes to irrigation for your lawn or for anything as a whole?
Yeah, glad you mentioned that, Keith, and I thought it was a very excellent and timely subject that we visit about this, because this is the time of the year that our homeowners are out in their yard and trying to get their gardens going. And of course, you know, there's always the question of how much and how often do I need to water my lawn, particularly now. Obviously, as we work through the summer months and get more into the mid-summer time, say like June and July, these things that we're about to go over could change, no doubt. And then also it depends on if we're fortunate enough to receive any rainfall from Mother Nature. That makes a big difference as well. But Keith, there's really about four major points that we want to try to bring home to our homeowners in regards to watering our yard. First and foremost, we want to talk about signs of how often should we water. And basically what we're talking about there is when you notice visible wilting in your yard or your grass, that is a good time to know when you need to apply some water to your yard. You know, here's the thing, Keith. We've got so many homeowners out there, and everyone's got a different landscape. Everyone's got a different variety. Some varieties require more water than others, and some are really good in terms of providing a lot of drought tolerance. So it's really difficult to give you a one-shot canned answer to these questions about how often and how much should I water because of the variables that we have within our landscape. Everyone's different. So what I'm going to do is give you some general ideas, but again, please keep in mind that it varies in terms of the variety that you have, and a lot of your landscape layout will determine, you know, what you need to do. But to be able to establish you a baseline is the first priority. And how do you do that? Let your grass talk to you. And what I always like to say, just be quiet and listen, and you'll hear your grass talking to you that will help give you an idea of how often you need to water. And one of those ways is visible appearance. And when your grass starts wilting, you'll see it. It's noticeable in the 2 o'clock time frame of the afternoon. That's generally the hottest time of the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If you'll just go out there and look at it, if it's beginning to wilt, those grass leaves begin to curl up, and it just visually appears to you to be thirsty, then that's a pretty good idea. We need to give it a good drink. And again, how often can I go before I do that again? Well, it depends. depends on your variety of turf and your landscape layout. So again, the answer to that is let's try to first establish a baseline with the type of variety that we have in our own individual landscape. Let's use visual appraisal to do that. Visual wilting, we call it. Let's see when we see signs of that. And when we do, let's apply a good irrigation to our lawn, and then let's wait. Time-wise and length of days that we can go until we see those signs again, and then that's when we know we need to apply it with another shot. So maybe we can establish with the type of turf we got, maybe a 3, 4, even a 5-day interval in between that. Now, some grasses and varieties you can't go that long with without hitting it with a little bit of water. Some varieties you can. But the important thing is let's establish us a baseline and look for that visual wilting. That's a good sign. Let's hit it with some water. Then let's wait again until we see those signs again, and then we kind of start to begin to establish a baseline. So that's really the first part. Secondly, how do we go about applying the water? And we want to talk about how deep and how infrequently can we get by with before we apply the next watering. Watering deep is what we want to strive for this time of the year. And then as infrequent as we can. So we need to keep that in mind. Both of these practices will promote not only stronger root development, but will also allow the turf to be more tolerant to stress when we talk about drought or maybe heavy traffic on the turf, those sort of things. So we want to remember to deeply water, deep penetration of our water, and try to get by with as infrequently as possible as well. Thirdly, we want to talk about the timing. When is the proper time to water? Well, obviously, we want to do that in early morning hours because, number one, we'll get less evapotranspiration if we do it early in the morning. And number two, we're going to catch the time of the day when it's less likely to be windy. So we're going to get more true value out of our watering at an early morning. And again, it depends on the variety in your landscape layout, but we're talking early morning hours of 3 to 4 a.m., maybe all the way up to about 6 a.m. Sometimes, Keith, I know where we live, by 8 o'clock, sometimes the wind's already blowing 30, 40 miles an hour. So we want to make sure we get that watering done prior to that wind taking hold, particularly during the summer months. Again, as we already mentioned, this will reduce evapotranspiration and also will help us reduce being able to hold more moisture into our turf as well. And consequently, it'll help us with that early morning watering. Our turf is going to need a little bit of direct sunlight to dry it out to help prevent any potential prevention of disease or fungus that might be able to get into our turf, which normally occurs when water stands in a given area in our turf over a long period of hours without any direct sunlight. This is what can transmit disease and potential fungus. So that's our third thing. Timing is most critical. Early morning hours is very important. And then the last and fourth component, which is very important, we just simply want to monitor your irrigation system throughout the year. We need to be checking for broken sprinkler heads, any type of malfunction within our irrigation system. We want to make sure we watch for that, be able to get those issues fixed and corrected so that we can replace any broken heads, and it'll be something that we'll need to routinely do to prevent, number one, water loss. We want to be a water conservationist. Obviously, if we've got a broken head or maybe even a sprinkler head that's not spraying correctly, we could adjust that, make those adjustments, and keep our system in good working condition as well. If you're fortunate enough to have a sprinkler system with a timer, and not all of us do, but if you are fortunate enough to do that, that's a key component that you want to check. Make sure your timers are working properly. Make sure all your sprinkler heads, make sure that there's no leaks within your lines or your entire system. So those are the four key components as we talk about water irrigation to our yards that we want to definitely keep in mind starting now and continue through the rest of the summer months.
Absolutely right. You have brought up so many good points. And I was going to ask, since watering really only needs to be done every three or, as you were saying, depending on the variety, there's no master solution for every variety of grass. How does that work with your timer? That's just monitoring, observing, and seeing what your grass is reacting to. And that's how you set your timer?
Yeah, exactly right. And again, we get back to the very first point that I made is let your grass talk to you. You got to be an observationist, and you got to really know what your grass is telling you. Look for those signs, visual signs of wilting. And then maybe as you're starting, maybe you want to set your time for a 15-minute time frame for zone one, let's say, for example. Again, do that. And again, once you do that throughout your yard, and again, everybody's system is different, but maybe set a 15-minute time frame per zone, then step back and say, how many days can I get by before I see visual wilting again? And then maybe it's 3 or 4 days. And then as we move through the summer months and our summer heat temperatures begin to increase, we may have to bump that time up to maybe 18 minutes, maybe even close to 20, depending on how much moisture we have readily available and what the environment conditions are. Remember that I said we want to water deeply and as infrequently as we possibly can.
Absolutely. You want to reach the roots. The water is, sure, it'll make the leaves cooler for a few minutes, but you want to make sure that water is reaching deep into the roots. That's where it gets the most benefit.
That's right. And one of the management practices that we spoke about in one of our previous programs is, in early spring, say like February or March, this is where aeration can lend you a helping hand, because aeration, if done in early spring, can allow more penetration to the root zones of your turf. And therefore, when you do water, because of the aeration that you done earlier in the year, will certainly feed more moisture to those roots. And that's really what we're after, Keith. We don't want any type of watering to just stay on the top side of the surface. We want to get good penetration to the root zones, and that's what feeds moisture to our grass and then therefore causes our grass to respond in terms of growth and staying healthy.
Absolutely right. And there are many different ways that you can water your yard, whether it is an automatic sprinkler system. I've also heard of subground water lines. I can't remember the name of it. And you can just use, your regular water hose, just get out there and pay attention to your grass and it'll respond in turn.
That's right. And again, everybody's system's different. That's why this question and this topic is so hard to address, because everybody's situation is different. But if you've got a system, keep it up and working properly. If you don't, water hoses and sprinklers work fine, but you can go ahead and use a timer. Even if you water your turf with a water hose and a sprinkler, use those timers. They help us be great water conservationists, and those, they're relatively inexpensive. You can put it on to your faucet, attach it to your water hose, and you can set it for a length of time. That way you won't forget about it. That way you eliminate runoff, and you can hopefully help us all become better water stewards.
And even with that, we all have timers on our phones. If you're doing it by the just turning on the faucet method or the water hose method, you have a phone timer that you can just click, say, all right, I'm going to spray this section for a good couple of minutes. I'm going to spray this section for a good couple of minutes. All of this has been wonderful advice, JD. Glad to have you. If anyone wanted to get in contact with you more about this or anything else, how would they go about doing it?
Yeah, Keith, as we mention each and every week, it's real simple to do. You can give us a call at our Texas A&M AgriLife Extension office in Randall County. That number is 806-468-5543. You can also reach us on our website at randall.agrilife.org, or you can simply stop by and give us a personal visit. We're located, our office, Randall County Extension Service, is at 200 North Brown Road in Canyon, right south on Highway 60 as you're headed west out of Canyon, like you're headed to Hereford at the last red light. We're about a quarter of a mile west, and we're right there on the south side of the highway. Be glad to address any questions or any situation that any of our homeowners, agricultural producers, and our cattle operators as well might have. We'll be glad to assist you any way we can.
That's fantastic. Thank you for joining us this morning, JD. Always happy to hear from you. And we'll catch up with you again next week, all right?
You bet, Keith. Good to visit with you. And again, we just ask everyone to continue praying for some much-needed rainfall. And we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right, that was J.D. Raglin. I'm Keith Rutger. Happy to have you listening to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour.